Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. We're going to talk about trash. We're going to talk about your trash. We're going to talk about my trash, but not our actual garbage, just our crap. Just our crap. It's funny, over the last few years, I've become more sensitive to television. I've shared with you guys before that I used to love true crime podcasts. I don't listen to it anymore. My heart can't take it. If I start to cringe, I'm done. I have become more sensitive, and not emotionally sensitive, sad, weepy, scared, but just I have this reaction where I can't take it. I can't listen to it. I can't hear it. I perceive it as maybe unhelpful or just like bringing my mind to a dark place, and I don't want to go there. Even the show Hoarders, I've never seen it, but I have seen it talked about and I've seen previews for it. And it's funny because when I look at a show like that, where people have so much trash, you can't see the floor, you can't see the couch, you can't see the bed. I mean, it's just tons of trash. And I think to myself, oh God, I could never. And I would imagine that because so many of us have that reaction, like, that's not me, I'm not that bad. Like, sure, my office might be a mess, but I'm not like that. I think because we tell ourselves that we're not as bad as somebody else, that we miss a lot of opportunity for improvement. And while I would imagine that most people listening to this podcast are not hoarders in the sense of the show where they have bags and bags and boxes of years and decades of trash, we all have our crap that we cling to. Old stuff that is not serving us, that keeps us anchored, that keeps us from feeling free and fresh and capable and able to step into our potential. The other day on my Instagram, I posted that we have to realize we are not limited by our past, even if we tell ourselves we are. I can't tell you, at least once a day, I have a conversation with somebody who tells me this is the way things always go for them. The way it's been is the way it will continue to be. This is the pattern. And then as they tell me the pattern, they're rehashing to me their past, not their present, not their future, but they're taking the way things have been and they're projecting it onto the future. And they're saying, though they're not consciously choosing this, what they're saying is the way things have been is the way they're going to continue to be. What I want you to know, because we all do that to some extent, what I want you to know is that when you do that, when you limit your future or your present to the confines of your past patterns, you're deciding, you are choosing, this is the way it has to be. You're deciding, declaring that the range of possible future outcomes is limited to your subset of past outcomes. You're declaring, this is how I will be moving forward. You're not stuck in that pattern. You're just continuing to choose it. You are free in any and every moment to create something new, to choose a different way. But these stories, I'm the kind of person who I start strong but don't finish. I have a few good days and then I fall off the bus. I can do well for a little while, but then the next shiny thing, whatever it is, that's your crap. That is your mental equivalent to all the physical trash on that show Hoarders. It's piled up so high that you can't see the blank slate that exists for you every day. The blank slate that exists for you in any and every moment of your life. You're clinging to these past patterns. I'm the kind of person who, I'm an emotional eater. I'm an all or nothing person. That is you carrying your past crap and not being willing to let it go. Not being willing to move it out. Not being willing to say, this isn't mine. I don't need it anymore. And every single time that you say, this is the way I am, this is the way it always is, this is how I operate, you're choosing it again. Not only are you choosing it again, you're rehearsing it again, you're practicing it again. That can be my past. And I don't have to deny it. I don't have to pretend it doesn't exist, but I also don't have to choose it again. I also don't have to claim it as my own and say, this is who I am. It can be the way I was, the patterns I had, and not be something I choose today. I don't have to choose it again today. I can be sad and not eat in response to that feeling today, even if it's the first time, even if I've never done it before. I can say no to the sugar or the binging or the alcohol or the fast food today, even if I've chosen it 5,000 times before, even if I've never said no before. That outcome is as available to me today as it is to anybody else. We just don't choose it because we're so busy carrying all of the crap from our past, all of these stories, all of these beliefs that we're not willing to just set down and say, hey, I don't want this anymore. I don't want to carry this anymore. I don't want to choose this anymore. I don't want this to limit me anymore. I don't want this to weigh me down anymore. Divorce the story. I tell my clients all the time, you're going to need a new story. If your story is I'm such an emotional eater, hey, you're going to need a new story. And the story doesn't have to be Pollyanna, pie in the sky. The story can be, I'm choosing a new way today. And I don't know what tomorrow's going to look like, but today I'm choosing to practice being this way. I'm choosing to make this improvement. I'm choosing to take this step. Today is whatever you choose for it to be. If you could make today anything, what would you make it? And you might think I'm not ready to shift in that significant of a way. Cool. Well, what's one degree of improvement you can make? What's one new step, different step, fresh step that you are willing to take today? There's books that can support you in leaving those stories behind and taking out that crap, that trash. Mindset by Carol Dweck. Chasing Cupcakes by this lady, Elizabeth Benton. But you're gonna need a new story. You can't carry all of that past crap and think that you have everything you need to start fresh. You can't. Our pastor was telling a story the other day. They're opening up a new location and they had to renovate this new location. And in addition to pulling up the old carpet, they couldn't just pull up the old carpet and put down new carpet. I mean, they could, but it wouldn't stick. It wouldn't last. What they had to do was pull up the old carpet, and then they had to painstakingly scrape up all the glue, and then they needed to sweep and vacuum and get all of that old glue up, and then they needed to buff the floors and make them a clean, fresh surface so that they could install new carpet over it. And I think what happens is in our lives, we just want to layer the new stuff right on top of the old stuff. It would be like me wanting to put down new flooring in my office, but not carrying out all the boxes and all the crap and just like, it's fine. It'll be fine. Just like move this stuff over here. No, you wonder why it doesn't stick. You wonder why the changes that you're making don't stick. You want to know why? Because the old stuff's still there. You haven't cleaned up the old stuff. We race so fast to the new strategy, the new approach, the new pattern, the new habit, the new protocol, but we haven't cleaned up our crap. You've got to clean out the crap. And a lot of your crap is your story, is your belief. Your belief of who you are. But it's not who you are. It's just what you've done most often. And it limits you in no way, but you are not free to create that new plan, that new path, that new way if you're still holding on to the way things have been. You're gonna need a new story. One way to start, if you have this story that runs on loop, which I know it, I've been there and I talk to people, clients every single day that have this, I'm such an all or nothing person. I could start strong, but I never finish. I do well in the morning, but by the time I get home from work, I'm tired and I just don't care. I can do well during the week, but the weekend, I'm like, screw it. Who cares? I want to live a little. You only live once. What's the point? Nothing's working anyway. One thing to start with is just more positive inputs. Start to drown out a lot of that negativity. That's not where you stop. That's certainly not the be all end all, but it can be a good starting point. Positive music, positive stories, stories of success, inspiring podcasts. Turn off the television, the news, the gossip podcasts. Turn down your repetition of everything you've done wrong and every promise you've broken and every mistake you've made, and start with more positive inputs. Layer in books like Mindset, books like Chasing Cupcakes that can help you to clear out that crap. But before you are going to introduce patterns and habits that stick, you've got to get rid of your crap. You need more of a blank slate. So you're not just building on all of these beliefs about how you always operate, who you always are. Maybe you need therapy. I think therapy is a great thing. But one thing I know you need for sure is to stop telling the story of the problem. Think about it this way. If I wanted my marriage to be more playful and more fun and go out on more dates, if all I did was tell myself and others, we never do anything, we never get out, we never do anything, we never get out, don't you think it would be really hard to create a new pattern if I was always saying, we never do anything, we never get out, we never do anything, we never get out? Because if that's the focus, then the focus for sure is not, hey, let's get out, let's do new things, let's try something different, let's do something fun. And that seems obvious, right? If I was saying, I never enjoy my kids, they always stress me out. Oh my gosh, my kids are such monsters. I never enjoy them. They always stress me out. How could I tell that story and also successfully pursue, I really enjoy spending time with my kids and it's the brightest part of my day? You can't. They're at odds. And I give those examples that are often less emotionally burdened examples than, say, food or emotional eating, because if you can see it in something else, it's easier to understand how it's applying in your situation. You cannot simultaneously believe and reinforce and practice and rehearse, I'm such an all or nothing person, I can do really well for a couple of days, but then the wheels fall off the bus, and create a totally different outcome. And that's what so many people are doing when they feel stuck. You might have heard this in the intro to the show, but in case you didn't, on Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern time, I'm hosting a completely free live training. You do have to register. You can check the link in the show description for that registration, or you can DM me on Instagram or message me, comment on a reel post, whatever, with the word tips, and I'll automatically send you the link to the registration. But I'm doing this because, number one, I have some very exciting and massive announcements that I'm very excited about, and I wanted to do it live where I can answer questions and take your feedback. But more importantly, what I want to do on that time is give you some very practical strategies for creating something that you are going to stick to. Not like the next flash in the pan thing that you're going to start and then stop and get hyped about and not follow through on. But I want to give you tools and resources to use your own history and your own experiences to create a plan that not only is going to work for your life, not only is going to be something you're willing to execute consistently, but also something that's going to work. It's going to get you results. There is a framework. There are some specific steps that you're going to need to take. There are some things you're going to be sure not to do that are very common mistakes people make. I really want you to be a part of this live training. Put it on your calendar now. It is Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You do have to register, and you can either get the link by going to the show description for this episode, or find me on Instagram and then comment or message me with the word tips, T-I-P-S. And if you do that, I'll automatically send you that registration link. But I want this to be the year. I want this to be the month. I want this to be your time to break out of this loop, this struggle cycle, and really create meaningful, lasting, trustable change in your life. So I hope that you'll join me. Mark the calendar, change your plans, do what you need to do to be there. Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Again, the link to register will be in the show description, but it'll also, you can just message me the word tips if you'd like. Message me that on Instagram and I will automatically send you that registration link. But it's free, it's live, you do have to register. And in the meantime, really work on cleaning up your crap. Work on more positive inputs. Read a couple of books about changing the way that you think. And remember, just like I couldn't say, we never do anything fun, we never do anything fun, we never do anything fun, and build a reliable pattern of doing fun things, you can't continue to say, I'm so all or nothing, I'm super inconsistent, I start out with a plan but I don't follow it, and also create a plan and follow it. Like, those things can't go together, so you're gonna need a new story. I really believe that this March 21st training is gonna be a big part of helping you put something in place that is on a firm foundation, that is starting from a really reliable base point, and that helps you think in new, healthier, and more productive ways. So check out the link in the show description or message me with the word tips. Really want to see you on that live training on March 21st, and I will see you tomorrow.